Hi, I am Dick Needleman, health reporter with this week's Healthy Asheville Health Report. In local news, on February 1st, the Department of Health and Human Services and Public Health Director Stacy Saunders briefed the Buncombe County Board of Commissioners about the current status of the COVID-19 pandemic and posted the weekly Buncombe County COVID-19 community update. There is a decrease in the COVID-19 case rate by 4% this week. Last week it was down by 21%. There is an increase in hospitalizations, ICU admissions, and deaths in Western North Carolina this week. Percent positivity is 24%, well above the 5% level, indicative of a high transmission rate. COVID-19 patients comprise 16% of inpatient hospital beds, including 37% of ICU beds. 69% of the eligible population are fully vaccinated, up from 68% last week. Almost 55% of the fully vaccinated have received boosters. Unvaccinated people represent 70% of the hospitalizations and 79% of ICU admissions due to COVID-19 in North Carolina. Stacy Saunders said, quote, "We expect cases to continue to decrease. It is likely that the hospitalizations and deaths may also begin to see a decrease in the next several days to weeks. We are clearly still a community with high transmission, and it's important to continue to take the basic steps to protect yourself with the tools that we have to fight COVID-19, unquote. The Department of Health and Human Services recommends get vaccinated and boosters when eligible. Boosters are shown to provide significant protection against severe illness, hospitalization, and death. Get tested if exposed to someone with COVID-19 or have symptoms. Stay at home if you are not feeling well, even with a negative COVID test. Wear a mask when in public indoor spaces. Vaccination sites and testing sites can be located through the North Carolina and Buncombe County Department of Health and Human Services. At the Buncombe County Commissioner's briefing, Stacy Saunders said that the goal of 70% full vaccination has almost been reached, although this number was established many months ago at the onset of vaccination. In light of the more highly transmissible Delta and Omicron strains and the effectiveness of boosters when eligible, she indicated at the February 2nd virtual media question and answer session that, quote, "My goal is to get to everyone who wants vaccination and boosters," unquote. In state news, the Republican-dominated North Carolina State Legislature has formed a committee to study Medicaid expansion and access to health care as required by the 2022 state budget. Previous budgets have been vetoed by Governor Cooper, a Democrat, because they did not include expanding Medicaid coverage. The governor signed the 2022 budget because it included a provision to study this issue. It has been estimated that hundreds of thousands of uninsured adults in North Carolina would be able to obtain access to medical care with Medicaid expansion. Medicaid currently covers over 2 million people in the state, yet more than 1 million people, 12.9% of the population, do not have health insurance, including 30,000 Buncombe County residents. In an interview on December 15, 2021, Governor Cooper said, quote, "I'm still deeply disappointed that we have yet to expand Medicaid, particularly in the middle of a pandemic, particularly when you have more than a million of North Carolinians without health insurance," unquote. According to a recent University of Michigan study, the benefits of Medicaid expansion are, one, to improve the physical and financial health for low-income persons, including better health, increased life expectancy, and lower debt. Two, to reduce the amount of uncompensated care for hospitals. Three, to stimulate the economy and create jobs. Medicaid expansion was originally included in the 2012 Affordable Care Act by relaxing the program requirements defining the very neediest. But the Supreme Court ruled that each state had the right to decide upon expansion rather than the federal government. 38 states and Washington, D.C. have expanded Medicaid either through their state legislature or by voter referendum. All six voter referendums have passed, including in three Republican states. North Carolina is one of 12 non-expansion states. The legislature has resisted any attempt to pass Medicaid expansion, in spite of the strong support by the governor. Many years ago, the North Carolina State Legislature had passed a law that does not allow for voter referendums, negating any attempts to circumvent the legislature's anti-expansion position. This has become a political football, with Republicans generally opposed to expansion for fear of rising taxes, increasing the state budget, and a bigger government, although the state costs for expansion have been shown to be covered by other health programs whose users gain coverage from Medicaid, like correctional health care and community mental health. Congress has voted to defray the cost of Medicaid expansion by 90% for each state, although this is time limited. North Carolina state hospitals and healthcare systems have recently agreed to provide $758 million to help cover the state's 10% share. This has been Dick Needleman with the Healthy Asheville Health Report. Let's keep Asheville healthy. For questions, feedback, comments, and more, please email me at healthyasheville@ashevillefm.org.